evening.
Good evening.
Any questions for tonight?
No, but you mentioned maybe doing a class, so.
Yes. We'll just give it another minute or so to see if other people arrive.
Okay.
Maybe I scared everyone off with the idea of another class.
No, I don't think so.
I'm joking.
I don't think you can scare us away at all these years.
Well, I've been missing too many classes, so I have to come to figure out what's wrong with that, why that's happening.
Well, there's times I wish there weren't so many because I can't keep up with them anymore. But I guess
that's
selfish.
Well, there is a lot of classes. There's no question about that. And I know I've done classes, and I know I've done the recordings, but I can't find where they got stored. So eventually they'll show up.
Well, I haven't really found anything wrong when I go back to look for one. I mean, I'll let you know when I don't find it. And, of course, it's my situation changed here at home with the sick one.
Yeah. No, I understand. But may he have a refuah shlema.
Thank you.
Now we'll have 3 more minutes. Hopefully somebody will come.
Well, Brandy and I spoke earlier, and she asked me if I had a question, and I said no. And, you know, she talked about being on, but you never know. All kind of things happen that we don't expect.
Yeah. So. We always learn to guard our expectations because that's where we get, you know, unrealized expectations. So if you don't expect, there's not a problem.
probably don't. That's somebody.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Evening.
Do you have a question?
Not really. I made before the class is over.
Okay. Well, we're going to make it short. Essay, or his writings are more than essays, so I really shouldn't call them that. So we will start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu Ishkinte Yitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Yachta B'shem Yudhe Govavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei. The handout can be found on the Reveal desk. The Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, this is a link to all of the parashas, all of the writings of the Ari so far. When the landing page for the Ari's writings opens up, scroll down to Parasha Bo. And underneath Parasha Bo, there are four links. This is the third link. The title is The Depths of Exile and Redemption, Part 1. In yet unrectified realms, evil battles for spiritual territory. The first verse of Parashat Bo reads in English, "And Hashem said to Moses, come to Paro, for I have made his heart heavy, in the heart of his servants, that I may place these signs of mine in his midst, and so that you can tell your children and grandchildren how I mocked Egypt, and about my signs that I placed upon them, so that you can know I am Hashem." We should ask, why does this verse not read that I may place these plagues of mine in his midst? Why does it refer to these signs of mine? Why does it read in his midst instead of upon him? In order to answer these questions, know that the four exiles differed one from the other. In one, evil enveloped the head of holiness. In one, it enveloped the torso. In one, it enveloped the feet. The common denominator, however, is that in all exiles, evil envelopes holiness and conceals it. The allusion to this is in the verse, "The wicked crowns the righteous." Each exile obstructed a certain aspect of holiness, keeping it from shining and spreading its corresponding level of divine consciousness into the world. By surviving and overcoming these exiles, the children of Israel neutralized the corresponding powers of evil that are opposing holiness. The Hebrew word for crowns, machtir, in the verse quoted also means surrounds, just as a crown surrounds and encompasses the head. You might think that there are five exiles: Egypt, Babylonia, Media, Persia, Greece, and the present exile. So how can we speak of only four? The answer is that Egypt and Babylonia were equivalent, equally deep and of the same nature. Our sages indicated this by saying, Pishon refers to Babylon, and Pishon refers to Egypt. I didn't make a written commentary, but it's important to realize, what was the purpose behind the exile of Egypt? The purpose was to put pressure on the developing nation so that even as it progresses in its growth as a nation, it feels the pressure and the limitation and strives to overcome it. In what way is Babylon like this Egyptian exile? It's the same idea. In Babylon, this was the result of Babylon was the redemption through Purim, the redemption through the scroll of Esther, the redemption that comes after the development of the nation. So Egypt was the developing of the nation, and Babylon was the growth of the nation from childhood to something more like teenhood. Of course, we have not yet reached adulthood, as this is the goal. We need to mature. Continuing to read. The four rivers express the consciousness of divine oneness. The four rivers that originated in the river that watered the Garden of Eden express the consciousness of divine oneness present in the garden, splitting into the consciousness of plurality that informs reality outside of the garden. Thus, they epitomize the idea of exile, the state of lower consciousness that leaves us with the impression that the world is governed by a plurality of opposing forces. This gives rise to the disorientation and confusion that characterizes the state of exile. Homerically, the verse, a river went forth from Eden to water the garden, from there it divided and became four heads, is taken to allude to the four archetypal empires. In the Egyptian exile, evil clothed the neck of holiness, the three highest sephirot all at once. In the Babylonian exile, evil clothed the head of holiness. As it is written, you are the head of gold. Of this it is written, Hur, Jerusalem's enemies, were the head, meaning that they clothed the holy head. Thus these two exiles were equivalent. That is why they are counted as one. The book of Daniel opens with the story of Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, in which he saw a great statue, the various parts of which represented the empires that would dominate the exile. The head represented Babylonia. The torso and arms represented Media and Persia. The torso represents Greece, and the legs represented Rome. Media and Persia clothed the arms of holiness. This is why they are counted as two, inasmuch as there are two arms. Greece clothed the torso. It is therefore counted as one. In the present exile, the evil clothes the legs of holiness. There are therefore two aspects to it, Edom and Ishmael, corresponding to the two legs and the feet. The former Roman Empire, Europe and North Africa, was inherited by Christianity and Islam. This is alluded to in the verse, who have defamed the heels of your Mashiach. Since this exile is that of the feet, that is why it is written, and the stone smote the image on its feet. The exile is the final one, before the advent of the Mashiach, before Christianity and Islam have corrupted the doctrine of the Mashiach, known to them as the Messiah. The downfall of the whole statue of exile will be a blow to its feet, to this final exile. That is the end of part one of a three-part discussion. The second part, The Butcher in the Throat, we will read next year. And the warning is that parts two and three are very much for the advanced student, as they seem to be somewhat difficult to comprehend. Hopefully, we'll be able to do so. This is a short class, as I said it would be. Hopefully, you'll have questions so that the class will be extended. Are there any questions or thoughts or comments? Tomorrow we have four classes beginning at 7 a.m. West Coast time with our morning prayer and study, our reading of the Torah, connecting to the energy of the Torah directly, and we're presently studying Perek Shirah in Chapter 4. Our 11 o'clock class will be a Sefer Yetzirah class. A 4:30 class, a deep Zohar class, and at 7 p.m., a regular Zohar class. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening.
Okay. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.